Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Welcome to the Leftovers. Everybody in?
Yep.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Present and accounted for.
Oh, God.
Good old face rub.
Yeah, a face rub is good. I find a face rub, just this, just really sort of, I don't know what it is, especially when you've got a bit of a beard going.
Like, that's why I don't wear makeup, because I'm just constantly like touching my face. And
I hate touching my face. It feels oily. Like, I feel like it grosses it up.
And that's what we learnt during like COVID, right? During the beginning of COVID, it was about how often we touch our faces, which is like 1,000 times a day or something.
That's why I have bad skin, I think, too. Because
you keep touching your face.
And apparently, I remember seeing this somewhere, but apparently it is actually a natural thing for you to touch your face or your mouth when you shake someone's hand. It's actually a natural response after you shake someone's hand. More often than not, you're not even conscious that you're doing it.
Really?
Yeah. It's just something that, and it comes back from primal days of getting scent and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I just remember reading that somewhere.
If you stick your finger up someone's ass, you also absolutely you get that scent too.
Thumb, forefinger.
Yeah. Oh, it depends how well you know them.
This is I remember this. This was in Mallrats.
Yeah.
Stink palm.
It's a great sound too, isn't it?
It's a great start to the Leftovers podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, it all happens. Let's just sort of go off.
No direction.
Do we want to go through stuff that didn't make it?
I think we should,
On the show today? We have Japan's princess about to marry a commoner.
Yeah, so she'll become a commoner herself. But she loves him. So get stuffed, royal family.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so, you know, a friend's mum said to me many, many years ago, fall in love with a rich man because if it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is a poor man, but once you fall in love with a poor man, it's too late.
Yeah.
He's a poor.
Yeah.
I'm on that age where I'm like, do I take that advice? And I'm leaning towards yes.
Yeah.
Is your bloke, is he poor?
Yes.
but he won't be.
Yeah, well, he's just signed up to do an apprenticeship as a Sparky.
You're going to be a Sparky. You'll be loaded.
That's 4 years away, though.
It'll be here before you know it.
And the other one was women turning to an alternative lifestyle.
I'm still interested to explore this. Mm. Maddie and I saw this article that was talking about how like older women in particular, I think it was saying like women in their 40s and 50s, are following van life.
Mm.
And so lots of people are just going, you know what, stuff this mortgage business and all of that. I'm just buying a van and then just living in the van and traveling around and going, if I'm going to be forced to live in a shoebox.
Yeah.
Then I'd rather have a shoebox with a view.
Mm, fair enough.
Good point. Yeah.
And I don't know whether I would feel, I love the idea. I'm all over it. I'm like, that sounds fantastic. I'd try it.
Mm.
But I don't think I'm keen to do it on my own. Like, I think as a single female out there, I would be nervous sleeping in a van at night.
Well, I mean, a lot of these people, now I'm making assumptions here, but from what I've seen at caravan parks and whatnot, I don't think there's so many people who are going to a deserted beach and staying on their own. They go to places where other RVs or whatever they call them, you know, so there's always like a little community around.
And the amenities and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be stoked doing it just living in Perth. Like if I'm working full time and have a job and everything, I'm not just going to go live in a van. But I'd do it if I was travelling, obviously, and going like a bit of a nomad and like drifting from place to place. But if I'm like...
Because that's the thing is, if I was just waking up in a caravan park every day, I don't know that that would be the best part of van life.
Mm. Well, then you could move, though. You could go to another caravan park.
And then it's the exploring from one park to the next park, isn't it? It's what you see along the way, I guess.
Just those mornings of having to get up and wear thongs in the shower, it just doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, on a really cold day, like just traipsing across the park and into the shower block.
Nah, it's nice for a week. But,
once the tinier kicks in.
Yeah.
The constant feeling of sand on your skin.
And if you are staying at a beach, no hot water. I did that for a year when I was 18. No hot water for a year.
Yeah, but if you're in climates that you don't need hot water, is that such a big deal?
Well, we went through Melbourne in winter, so
that's pretty cold.
Yeah, that was not fun.
Okay, rich man, poor man.
Yeah.
Right? So you marry a rich man.
Yeah.
But for the rest of your life, you are not sexually satisfied, right? Like he's
poor man every day.
Okay,
of the
poor
week.
Man, but yep, he is incredible. The best you've ever had, and that's what you get. You got no money, and you're living on the bones of your ass. But in bed, incredible.
Pete, that's what I'm doing right now.
Same.
Right. rich man
I'm
and
living
a dildo.
That life.
That
right
is my life.
No, rich man and a dildo.
God, I was going to say, I feel like I don't need a man to be satisfied. I can have
money faced
and
these choices in my lifetime.
All right,
and,
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
What? That is a good thought. I mean, you're a real lateral thinker.
I mean, it's great. I wish that we all chose our partners based on the real things, you know, the tangible things. But at the end of the day, you know, sex and everything, it does, you know, wane perhaps as one gets older. And if you're on the bones of your ass economically, you know, how much do you really want to then get into bed with them?
And there's no question that, like, you know, stress of lifestyle and stress of economic issues is, like, that's one of the biggest breakups of marriages anyway. Mm. And you can, like, I could imagine that our life together would be easier if you were married to somebody who has money and you can travel and stuff. Because if we're staying in a sexy hotel, it's suddenly we're sexy even if we're not. Mm. So I can see the perks.
Mm. Yeah.
I think money and occupation isn't the be all and end all, but it definitely has an input. Like, a guy came in the other day for something we were doing as a station, and I didn't know anything about him, and Jemmy came racing up, a lady from our promotions department, and was like, this man, you know, lots of money, this and that. And I was like, I don't find him attractive. And then she told me what he does and about the money, and I was like,
maybe he is.
Maybe I like him.
Mm. Oh, man, you can make
confidence is sexy. Yeah. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, money's sexy too.
I mean, you know, if you're sitting there and, like, can't pay the bills this week. We can't do. You want to go to bed, love? You want to give me.
And you know what? I think the thing is that I see it as everyone's responsibility. Yeah. I've never seen it the responsibility of a man to take care of me. No. So I've always earned my own wage. I've always been independent, and it probably to my detriment. Like, I think in many ways, I've kept everything separate. I've lived with men. I've had partners where I've been like, we go 50-50 on everything because I don't think it's anyone's job to take care of me. And so if I'm expecting them to bring that to the relationship, then I think I have to too.
Mm, sure.
I think you put yourself in a dangerous spot if you do that too, because when stuff goes south, if you can't back yourself up, then you're not going to have much hope, are you?
Oh, yeah. Women women in particular, you need money. Like, save your own money. Mm. You should not just be relying on someone else, because you do see it go pear-shaped, and the highest rate of homelessness now is happening, the most rapidly growing group of people and demographic is women in their 50s that are becoming homeless.
Mm. Yeah, and maybe this is where the van story comes in.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, women cheaper. Who can't afford. Yeah, well, yeah.
And you know, marriages that haven't worked out or in the days too, when you married someone and you were told you had to stay with them, and then you get a little bit older and now times have changed and you think, well, I don't have to be in this anymore. Mm. Like, but when you go and you spent your life having three kids and you've got no superannuation and you haven't worked and you've been out of the workforce for 20 years, like, what are you going to do? And I don't want to see anyone in that position, and I don't want to put myself in that position. So I'm frugal with money in the sense that I just want to make sure I take care of myself.
Mm. You know that thing that you mentioned before, Maddie, about how, like, sitting at the table and you're stressing over bills that you can't pay and we've been in that situation. I've been good to go.
For the blokes.
And I don't know if it's a blokes versus women thing, but there have been times in our lives where Liz will be sitting at the table and there'll be papers strewn around, just sort of, you know, she'll have a glass of wine there and she's sort of poring over the fact that we've got another 2 weeks of a month where we've only got a few days left of money worth to live on. And I'll just sort of wander over and go, hey, babe.
Oh,
you know what's
Liz.
Going to
oh my God.
Relax the stress.
You should see him at H&R Block.
Open another bottle of wine, Liz.
I can see why it would be nice to be able to break that up, though. I mean, let's face it, if you haven't got anything else going for you and things are tough, sex is just a really great way to tap out.
It's free.
You're in a different space. You don't know what's going on for a good period of time. Yeah. It's fantastic. Mm.
Sex is free.
Out,
I pay for it emotionally.
Sometimes. Yeah.
I just kind of go, well, whatever. Yeah. You know, the bills they're there. They've still got to get paid regardless of whether off for a casual romp or not. Well, who cares? Anyway.
Good on you.
Yeah, you I go, know. Baby. Oh,
good
look,
on
I'm
you.
Just leading the charge into a new world.
That's why you have three children.
That's right.
And a fourth's on the way.
When you see these, and it's mostly women, I'm sure it happens the other way around, but when you see these younger women with significantly older rich guys, and of course, you know, the cynics want to go, well, it's just the money. Do you think there are moments in that relationship that are real and
yeah, I do.
Absolutely. Mm. I really do. I think that you can, like, because I think you can fall in love with anyone probably, but I think they have to have those moments. And why wouldn't you? Like, I've said to people before, when, like, mothers who are going, I'm not sure about my son dating this person, or I'm not sure about this girl he's with or whatever. And I'm like, you know, or she just wants him for his money. And I go, why is it so hard to believe that your son could be loved the way that you love him? Mm. Like, and also, don't we all want the best partner we can have? If I can get the dude who's going to be fantastic, interesting, and have cash and whatever, and he turns out to be 30 years older, what's the big deal?
Who cares? Yeah.
You know, like, you want the best of everything.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Absolutely. What's the big deal? But I reckon it's the filter that you're putting it through at the time. Because if one of my daughters came home and, like, they're, I don't know, 16, 17, 18, and go, Dad, I've met someone. I'm like, okay, cool. Who is he? And she says, it's old mate, and he's 30 years older than I am.
Legit old mate.
I'm looking at her, I'm going, the things that are going through my head are...
Daddy issues.
Jesus Christ, sweetheart. You know he's probably going to die in about, you know, in the next 20 years. Right? Like, that, you know, there's, like, these are the sort of things I'm just there going, like, you're hopping into bed with a bloke who's my age.
Yeah, see,
like,
that's what you're actually thinking.
That's daddy issues.
What you're actually thinking is exactly that. You're like, what does an older man want with my daughter? And you're thinking about it in terms of her sexuality.
Yeah. Imagine having a son-in-law that you really relate to, because you're the same age.
A dude you went to school with. You can exchange stories about old teachers.
God, I would be absolutely mortified. Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about it.
It's not your job to take care of her, Pete. It's your job to teach her respect for herself and to teach her to be strong and make her own decisions and not to be taken advantage of. That's all you have to teach her. You don't have to take care of her. You don't have to protect her. It's not your role.
I know that. And I know that I don't. And I am going to do my level best. In the conversation that often goes on in our household when she's doing things like maybe going over to a friend's house by herself and we're not going to be there, is if Liz is worried about it, I go, well, at some point we're going to have to broach this subject. She is going to go to places where we're not going to be there, and we're going to have to put our trust in her and put our trust in the fact that we have brought her up and taught her right.
At some point she's going to be doing the things that you and Liz were doing when you were her age.
Oh, God, I hope
she's going to be going places you don't even know about.
Let's just hope she gets a nice Chanel handbag out of that.
How about you all shut up and just stop it? Because at the moment she's my 5-year-old little princess, and that's all I can ever picture.
If she ever asks to have a double sleepover, like 2 nights, say no.
I'll say no to a sleepover.
Why 2 nights?
Every time I was like, can I please stay at Sarah's house another night, please? Yeah, of course, it was okay with Sarah's parents. Yes.
Did that mean the second night you went there?
No, it wasn't at Sarah's house. But
no,
yeah.
No. Oh, and Sarah's parents aren't there either. They're in London.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's fine.
Are you going to have a good weekend now, Pete? Or are you?
I will. I will have a good weekend. Well, I mean, that's really up to Liz.
You know what? If she's going to be
looking
at
any bills on the table.
Yeah. All right. See you.
See ya.
Bye. Pete, Matt, and Kimber.